At a rally in Harlem, many of the state's top African-American politicians voiced their support for the current leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Andrea Stewart Cousins, to become the majority leader of that chamber.
Andrea!
The rally, held near a statue of the Underground Railroad hero Harriet Tubman, was organized after a New York Times story reported on an exchange between Governor Cuomo and Senator Stewart Cousins during a private meeting between the governor and Senate Democrats. According to the report, Cuomo told the mainstream Democrats to look to the leader of the breakaway Democratic faction, Senator Jeff Klein of the Bronx, in order to learn how to be more effective gaining seats in the suburbs. The Times reports that Senator Stewart Cousins, who represents portions of Westchester in the Senate, answered that she, too, knows how to represent the suburbs and accused Cuomo of not seeing her because she is a woman and African American. A Cuomo official says the governor's comments were not directed at Stewart Cousins, but instead at the senator she put in charge of the Democrats' election campaign, Mike Gianaris, who is white. Nevertheless, the report of the exchange led a top political donor and charter school supporter, Daniel Loeb, to post on Facebook that Senator Stewart Cousins has done, quote, more damage to people of color than anyone who has ever donned a hood. The post was deleted and Loeb apologized, but the damage was done. The comments took on added meaning after the weekend white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where three people died. Congressman Adriano Espaillat, along with the rest of New York's Democratic congressional delegation, supports the reunification of the Democrats in the Senate.
In the post-Trump era, there's no wiggle room. We all, as Democrats, must come together.
Loeb has donated money to Governor Cuomo and the breakaway leader Klein. Both men immediately condemn Loeb's remarks.
I am absolutely speechless.
Senator Stewart Cousins did not call out Loeb during her speech, though she did issue a statement calling the comments outrageous and offensive. She instead spoke hopefully of the mainstream Democrats uniting with the breakaway Democrats.
We need to be Democrats. We need to come together as Democrats because people are expecting that of us. So that's been my entire message.
Governor Cuomo's been accused in the past of not doing enough to help Democratic candidates run for state Senate and of supporting the breakaway Democrats. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzapardi says that the governor fully supports Andrea Stewart Cousins and Democratic unification.
He spent a lot of time and energy to successfully bring the two sides together in 2014 and is working very hard again to end the personal agendas and infighting that's causing this divide.
The governor did hold a fundraiser for Senate Democrats, and he backed two of the group's candidates during the 2016 races. Azzapardi says it's more important than ever that Democrats unite when their values are under attack by the Trump administration. Even if the two Democratic factions were to get together, they would still not have enough seats to take the majority. The Senate Republicans have 31 members, but a conservative Democrat, Simcha Felder, caucuses with the GOP. He gives the Republicans the 32 seats that they need to keep control of the chamber. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.